like it's their own.
Coverage of the 2023 Lyon County League Tournament all week long brought to you by Townside Apartments in Burlingame, where seniors and disabled residents can enjoy country living. Call Michelle for leasing information. The number is 785-654-3100. By Seamers Construction, quality construction at a reasonable price. They can build it, or if you need it, they can repair it. Jonathan Seamers, number is 620-412-3614. And by the Bank of Burlingame, serving all of your banking needs. Member FDIC, proud to support the Burlingame athletic teams on and off the court. Before we get started here with our specific game sponsors, did want to thank all of the advertisers across the KVUE listening area in and out of Emporia, and really stretching well beyond the city limits for bringing us another phenomenal Lyon County League tournament this year.
Yeah, without the sponsors, we're not able to do this. We're not able to sit here and enjoy. We're not able to sit here and enjoy this game, bringing it to people. So thank you to all the sponsors for supporting the broadcast.
All right, video coverage here today brought to you, as usual, by Henry Ott with Tallgrass Appraisal Services and Vaughn Roth Land Brokers in Madison. Be sure to call Henry for all of your land sale, purchase, and appraisal needs. The number is 620-437-7340. Three-pointers, may have a few of those here today, by Cody Thurston Land Agent. Experience the Midwest Land Group difference. Stats brought to you by GR Roofing. Proud to support all area athletes. Proud to provide the area with quality roofing and exceptional service. Call Mark or Todd today at 620-344-0661. Olpe is going to be, it looks like, going to be the home team here today. Madison will be the road team. Ken, this is, it's interesting to see, the changeover that we've had. Second year, you mentioned here with Ron Slamaker, legend on the boys' side, or men's side, you could say, when he was coaching over at Emporia State. Really a solid career at Chase County before taking over for another legend in Jesse Nelson, and Bill Neinstead, who, cut his teeth in Lebo, went to Emporia High, and, now he's back on the sidelines again. So you got some major coaching knowledge here this afternoon.
You do. In fact, Chuck, I'm going to age myself. Back in the late 80s when I was a manager for Coach Slaymaker and we worked his camps, there's a picture of me, Bill, and Coach Slay in those camps.
Awesome.
Yeah, so we'll age ourselves a little bit. Bill would be going, no.
Well, we're about ready here. Coach Slay coaching on the court that bears his namesake, which means it's time for stats. Well, not stats. It's time for starting lineups. There you go. Heartland Office Systems bringing you the lineups here today, serving Emporia and surrounding areas with state-of-the-art copier and printer equipment and service that you can count on. Heartland Office Systems wishes all area athletes best of luck in all of their endeavors. We mentioned Opie in the home uniforms. White uniforms, green letters and numbers, and green and gold trim. They'll start with 5'9 freshman Lily Skalski, 5'9 junior Millie Bailey, 5'6 junior Katie Robert, 5'6 senior Ava Clark, and 5'7 senior McKenna Broyles. Madison in the road black with the gold letters, numbers, gold and white trim. We'll have 5'6 freshman Kaylin Luthy, 5'10 sophomore Jalen Weekly, 5'11 senior Yolin Luthy, 5'9 senior Ava Foltz, and 5'8 senior Sarah Miser. Starting five again on both sides, brought to you by Heartland Office Systems, serving Emporia and all surrounding areas with state-of-the-art copier and printer equipment and the service that you can count on. It's Heartland Office Systems wishing all area athletes best of luck in all of their endeavors here today and really throughout the course of the year. And one more point of business, which I've neglected. Timeouts. Can have a few of those here today. Brought to you by the McDonald's on West 6th Avenue. Don't forget, too, that this is your place for 99-cent iced coffee from 5 to 11 in the morning through February 5th, so limited time on that. Pair that with a new blueberry ice cream cheese pie for a mid-morning smack. Mid-morning snack. Don't need the mid-morning smack with your coffee. Just don't.
No, but I can tell you, they're good.
Yeah?
I've tried them. And I love blueberries, and so that was a good mix for me.
Okay. You heard it from Ken. Get there tomorrow morning and get yours. I'm curious to see how these two teams match up. This is, in a lot of times when you watch specifically an Olpe matchup, the girls are, generally speaking, tall, athletic, and they have a immediate size advantage in a number of the teams that they play. Madison is not going to be that here today.
No.
Very similar size, at least on the starting five.
They are, and in fact, they might even have them a little bit on the size. But it's going to be a good matchup between two rival schools.
Absolutely, Millie Bailey is at center for Olpe. Yolen Luthi for Madison. The Lady Eagles will go right to left as we have it. And the ball is in the air. The tip is controlled by the Lady Bulldogs as we get started here. Championship semifinals on Country 101.7 FM and KVUE TV at KVUE.com. To the left side of the floor is Kaylin Luthi. Pick and roll, nicely done in the lane. Shot off the glass for two from Jalen Weekly. Nicely done there. Nice set play on the open, and Madison has the lead.
Yeah, just a good job. Yoli, I mean, Luthi's a great player, but I also really like Weekly for them.
Yeah. Quick shot here from Ava Clark is off target, little short. Madison has the board, already leading 2-0 early. Pressure on the way out of the perimeter. Kaylin Luthi into the right corner. Three-pointer not quite there on target from Weekly. Rebound cleared by Olpe. Here comes Katie Robert all the way down the floor with the floater on the right hand. No good. Cleared on the board by cleared by Ava Foltz. We're a minute in. 2-0 Madison. Kaylin Luthi, right corner. Was looking there for Miser, and Miser instead goes to the free throw line on the dribble. Now Kaylin Luthi. Yolen Luthi has not touched it in the offensive set yet. Kaylin Luthi rotates into the middle of the lane. Jump shot from the three-point range is up and good from Sarah Miser. Our first Cody Thurston Land agent three-point shot of the game, and it's 5-0 Madison early. To the left side of the floor, Ava Clark. One dribble. Now on the backside, jump shot crawls off the rim from Skalski. Ball pinballs underneath. Down to the floor to get it is Weekly. Whistle, travel, and Olpe gets it back.
That's just one of those plays that great job rebounding and then traveling right off the bat. It keeps the stat guy going X, X, X.
Mm-hmm. Okay, where am I going to now?
Yeah.
Bailey with a 5 count on, but oh, the defense parts. Cutting to the lane is Skalski, and she has an easy basket to put Olpe on the board. 5-2 Bulldogs. We've played nearly 2 minutes. Kaylin Luthi gets a pick, loses the basketball, gets it back. Float pass now underneath, one on two, and the shot is too strong from Weekly. Quickly, Olpe the other way across center. Oh, man, nearly a carry. Instead, it's going to turn into a long range two, which is up and good for McKenna Broyles. 5 unanswered for Madison to start, 4 unanswered by Olpe, and the lead is 1 for Madison. 5:40 to go. Kaylin Luthi, too tall on the pass for Sarah Miser, out of bounds.
I'm trying to figure out why Yolaine Luthi's not really in the offense unless they feel like just having her be out on the court frees it up for everybody else.
And that's entirely possible. And you know she's going to get involved at some point.
Yeah, she's all league. She's got to.
Yeah, exactly. Ball dribbled off of Ava Clark's foot, but she gets it back near center. 5:25 left if you're just joining us here on Country 101.7 FM here today. And this pass goes through Skalski's legs and right out of bounds. So some uncharacteristic turnovers here in this first of two championship semifinal games on the girls' side.
It could be just a little bit of nerves going right now.
Maybe. Both teams you know are amped up with a chance to play for the championship at White Auditorium tomorrow evening. Here's a three-pointer up and short this time again from Miser. And the pretty easy rebound to Olpe. Picking up the dribble at center is Ava Clark, and she almost paid dearly for that as the defense collapsed on her. Ball goes to the sideline out of bounds, but last touched by Madison. First appearance right now for Olpe. Grace Coughlin in, the 5'11 junior. And Clark will sit. We've played a little bit just over three. Oh, they say it was last. Oh, the inbound went off of Yolaine Luthi, and they're going to say it was last touch, though, by Millie Bailey as she was still out of bounds.
Wow, and Yolaine, they probably heard that slap of the basketball over the airwaves.
You may have heard it in the bathrooms. 4:50 to go, first quarter. Left side, lob pass now for Weekly. Back out for Miser. Olpe playing man defense, and Robert is now on Miser. And now we've got a whistle and a push on Robert. her first. And that's the first team foul for either side. Bulldogs will inbound three-point line extended. Yolen Luthy with her first touch, and then she immediately gives it up. Here's Kaylin Luthy. Left side of the floor goes towards the middle, then towards the wing. Same move there by Foltz. And here's Kaylin Luthy. High screen, tries to roll around it, does. Passes in traffic, has to come out to the perimeter. Long range three. This one is off target. That one from Foltz, and it's easily rebounded by Olpe. 5-4, Lady Eagles with a chance to take their first lead. Skalski bodies in to the baseline left, nearly throws the ball away. Now rolling into the lane, shot wide of the mark by Coughlin, but a foul.
Chuck, I was watching how Madison was attacking that. Mm-hmm. Opie's doing a diamond and one on Yolaine Luthy. So that's why they're having Yolaine come out and then just try to run some inner cuts. They're trying to get inside that zone defense there of Olpe.
That would explain why she's also really, you would think, with other defenses, she'd be pretty firmly down low, but that would explain why. First foul shot here from Coughlin is off target, so this one will tie the game if it goes in, and it does not. Rebound Madison, and a whistle and a travel on Weekly. So another time here for the Lady Eagles to possibly take their first lead of the game.
Yeah, they're giving them opportunities here. They're just not taking advantage of it.
5-4 a score, 4:05 left. Inbounds in the right corner to Skalski. She's losing the ball and picked cleanly by Yolen Luthy. Ball knocked away from her, and Miser's in backcourt. She falls down. The 10 count is on, and it finally comes across for Kaylin Luthy. 3:50 to go. Players hitting the deck, teammates hitting the deck. Luthy did not see Weekly pop back up again in the lane, so she actually dribbles out at the perimeter. Now we've got a whistle and a foul away from the ball on Madison.
And that time down court, Olpe switched into man-to-man. That's why Yolaine was getting more down in the post that time.
Kaylin Luthy gets the foul, her first, and she will now sit. First appearance for Madison of Candace Ashlock, a 5'6 sophomore, in her stead. 5-4, Madison over Olpe. We've been here for a couple of minutes on the scoreboard. Skalski harassed. Both teams really with solid pressure defense on the perimeter. Cutting down high to low where the layup is good. McKenna Broyles with the basket. She now has four, and Olpe has its first lead at 6-5.
Yeah, and now they've gone into more of a man, back into man-to-man.
Yep. Weekly up top for Yolen Luthy. Perimeter right for Foltz. Foltz with the ball above her head. Takes a couple of dribbles, picks it up. Weekly up top now for Ashlock and swings to the left side of the floor now. Under 3 minutes to go. Lob for Luthy. High off the glass. He was underneath the basket. Ball poked free and picked up by Madison. Left side, jump shot, crawls off the rim for Sarah Miser, and now a whistle and a foul on Madison. Boy, oh boy. It seems like there's a lid on the basket.
Yeah.
That was a good look.
It was. Sometimes you just can't get them to fall, but right now neither team can get much to fall.
Yeah. Weekly out, Sadie Albert, a 5'8 freshman, now in for Bill Neidstead. 6-5, the Lady Eagles have scored the last 6 points. And we're now approaching 2:30 to go here in the first quarter. Skalski to the right wing on the dribble for Ava Clark. She holds it. Lob underneath. Ooh, right through Coughlin and right to Foltz. Foltz is across center. Hands off now for Ashlock. Ashlock gets near the three-point line but has to back away. Yolen Luthy not in any shooting position. Curling around the defense. Shot by Miser. No. Follow no good. Follow this time is good. The second one from Sadie Albert after the miss from Ashlock, and now it's 7-6, our second lead change here. Meanwhile, we got a shot up and good, and on the back side of things, though, we've got an injured Olpe player. It looked like an ankle rolling here for Ava Clark.
Now, we don't need to talk about ankle rolls. Rolling ankles.
Oh, we don't. Yeah. Jenna Smith is going to jump in pretty quickly, 5'7 senior here for Olpe. I believe the basket went to Broyles, which would give her 6 points. We'll check on that just to be sure. 8-7 is our score. They've already had three lead changes here in the first 6 minutes of the game. And full court pressure right now here by Olpe. Under 2 minutes to go. Lady Eagles by a point. Miser, as the full court pressure backs away, will jog up across center. Move to the left side of the floor. Wanted the handoff for Luthi, and kind of a hard exchange, but it does happen. Back now into the corner goes for Fultz. Ball fake. Bad spacing right now for the Bulldogs.
Yeah.
Luthi, Albert, Fultz. Left, right side of the floor with a minute 30 to go. Left wing Miser. Couple of dribbles. Now she'll hand off for Ashlock. Ashlock curling around now into the wing. High off the glass and gets the roll. Ashlock first two. Another lead change is 9-8 with a minute 20 to go first quarter. High to low. Nearly a carry by Skalski. Baseline jumper here on the other side. No good. That jump shot being taken by Jenna Smith. And Madison now with the chance to extend its lead. They've had the big lead of the game at 5. And then a 6-0 run has set up now alternating buckets here. Yolen Luthi, hard off the glass, no good. Fighting for the rebound underneath. It's not there. Instead, it comes over to Broyles. 45 seconds to go, first quarter. Olpe trying to get the lead back.
Yeah, Madison right now, just 5 feet on in. They're just having trouble getting those shots to go.
Yeah. You know some of those are going to go before the game's out. Mm-hmm. Ball right through Millie Bailey. She spun, ball kept going even though she stopped, and so turnover, and Madison gets it back.
Yeah, you still got to go. If you think it's going out off of you, you've got to go get the ball.
Yep, absolutely. So 34.5 seconds left, Madison with the ball, and the lead, 9-8. Token backcourt pressure again. Ashlock hands off for Fultz, and we could see Madison run the clock here if the defense allows. Albert on the right side of the floor for Kaylin Luthi, who's back in. The ball swings pretty quickly over to Ashlock. 15 seconds left. She picks up her dribble. Left corner for Fultz. 12 seconds left. Fultz trying to get out of the corner with the switch, and the ball is knocked away and stolen by Jenna Smith with 5 seconds left. It's a one-on-two break. Smith bumped. No call. It's out of bounds. No. Yes.
Yeah.
There was contact as Jenna Smith went up. It was not whistled. And the end result is Madison will inbound underneath the basket with 1.6 ticks left.
Yeah, Madison's just going to inbound it, and let's go to the second quarter.
Let's go to the second quarter with the lead. It's as tight as it is on the scoreboard on the court. 9-8 Madison after one quarter of play. We're back with the second after this on Country 101.7 FM and KVUE-TV at KVUE.com.
Here and at Longmont Auto Plaza, we have some great ways to start your new year in a new Chevrolet, like 2.99% APR up to 60 months or $1,500 cash allowance on remaining 2022 Silverado 1500 trucks. Get 2.99% APR up to 60 months or $1,000 cash allowance on a 2023 Equinox. And don't forget, we're looking for great used cars too, so we are willing to buy your vehicle or give you our highest trade offer. Come see us today or visit us online at longmontauto.com. Chevy, find new roads.
Give Henry Ott with Tallgrass Appraisal Services and Vaughn Roth Land Brokers a call for all your land, sale, purchase, and certified appraisal needs. Henry grew up near Madison, having deep family ties to the Flint Hills area, along with a great appreciation for the farmers and ranchers who call it home. Henry's driven to help you succeed, priding himself in his strong land expertise, honesty, integrity, and work ethic. Give Henry a call today at 620-437-7340 for all your land needs. Good luck to all area teams.
Opie Band getting us from quarter to quarter here. 9-8 Madison with the lead after one period of play. And, Ken, you brought this up here with Jacob Stice's band. Shout out to the drum kit.
Yes. He's got lights on his drums. It looks pretty cool.
LED green lights to get the band in the mood. And they always have a strong game off the court. Here's a jump shot from Broyles. More of a hook shot than anything else. That's no good. Follow is off target from Grace Coughlin, but we've got contact and a foul. Foul, I believe they're going to get Fultz, which will be her first. Really no foul trouble either side in the first quarter. Very few fouls were whistled. Coughlin was 0 for 2 from the stripe in the first quarter, and not so here. Hits this one. So this is officially our first tie of the game after four lead changes in the first quarter. Madison, go ahead.
Now we'll see who takes control.
Yeah, exactly. Second foul shot, uses all of the rim and goes in. So Our first lead change of the second quarter, 10-9 Olpe. To the right side of the floor on the dribble is Ashlock. She'll have to give it up. Kaylin Luthy to the baseline right, then out deeper into the wing. Ashlock and Luthy play catch on the right side. Olpe now showing a 2-3 zone defense. This is something that Madison is not traditionally used to out of Olpe, so they may well have had this in the game plan, so they're looking at ways to attack this now. Kaylin Luthy right side to the free throw line on a whistle and a hold. And this is away from the ball, it looked like. We've got Kinsey Curzon, a 5'10 junior who's into the lineup for the first time. Foul number two on the Lady Eagles.
Yeah, I think she was trying to come up and just grabbed her.
Inbounds for Yulin Luthy. Ball moves to the perimeter. Ava Foltz goes to the free throw line. Too strong on that jump shot, and the easy board for McKenna Broyles. We played a minute in the second quarter. Olpe with a 10-9 lead. Broyles, right side of the floor. Coughlin underneath for Smith. Lays up and in. Jenna Smith with the bucket. And Olpe has its biggest lead of the day at 12-9.
That was just a good job of being patient in there. And then when they got it into Jenna Smith, she took it right up.
Kaylin Luthy in the right corner now for Ashlock. Lob underneath for Yolyn Luthy, and there's the easy layup. First bucket for Yolyn Luthy, and Madison's back within one at 12-11.
Now, what I liked about that play was they lobbed it into her. She caught it up top and went right straight up with it. Didn't bring it back down. You can't do that.
Yeah, and lob plays, and Luthy's going to get hit with officially a reach-in, more of a whack here. But people do not realize how hard it is to put the lob in a good spot to get over the defense and get your player on the other end of it in a good spot to go right up and hard to the basket like what we just saw.
Yeah, catch it, keep it up above you, and go right back. Don't bring it down, don't dribble it, just go right up.
Yep. Skalski with a five count on, picks up her dribble beyond the three-point line right side. Finally finds some help in Jenna Smith. Pass intended for Coughlin, out of bounds, and through Olpe to Madison. 6:13 left, first half of play. Olpe with a 12-11 lead.
Chuck, we're even on the score. We're even in turnovers, five each.
Yeah, we're just about as even as we can be. And I'm curious to see what those shooting statistics are going to say here as well. Jump shot from Weekly underneath. I say not really underneath, but she had too much on it from the short range. Olpe with an easy rebound. Clark, right wing, looking underneath for Coughlin. Decides instead to go to the free throw line for Coughlin. Underneath for Jenna Smith, lays it up and in. Smith now has four. Olpe's lead is three again at 14-11.
And really, it's been the post play of the Lady Eagles that has gotten them this lead.
And on top of that, too, it seems to have settled them down.
Yes.
And Madison, though, still struggling with its really shot percentages.
Mm-hmm.
Getting some good open looks. They're just not going down, especially those inside of 10 feet. Miser at the free throw line, working in against that Olpe zone. Now left side of the floor for Weekly. She goes to the free throw line, hands off for Ashlock behind, and a twistle to get a travel. Or lane violation. Nope, none of the three. Timeout. Bill Neinstedt will pause things to chat things over with his team. So we'll tell you that timeouts are brought to you by the McDonald's on West 6th Avenue. Be sure to buy a quarter pounder with cheese, a Big Mac, or a 10-piece nugget, and get a second one for $1. And the coverage of the Lyon County League Tournament is brought to you by Lacey Hamlin with RE/MAX Eck Real Estate, from home to land. Lacey Hamlin's ready to help you with your real estate needs, so contact Lacey at 620-481-0213.
And this timeout here is, I think, Bill Neinstedt's realizing his team's a little out of sync against the Olpe defense right now.
Yeah.
Just let's get come over here and visit and calm you down.
And he really didn't spend a whole lot of time drawing up a play, because a lot of times we look at, okay, take a timeout, things aren't going so well, let's see what type of play is drawn up. This was, I think, a lot more onto your point that, hey, look, we're, you know, haven't played that great, we're only down 3 points.
Mm-hmm.
Breathe, relax, settle down, play your game.
Yeah.
There's 5:07 left in the first half. Inbound comes for Miser, and she's got a wide-open three that's a little bit too strong. And rebounded easily by Ava Clark. Olpe with a three-point lead, which is the biggest it's enjoyed so far this afternoon. Madison is led by as many as five. Three-pointer here by Katie Roberts, no good. We got a whistle. There's a whole lot of bodies over the top of each other, but I think they're going to say that it is a Opie foul.
Yeah.
It is on McKenna Broyles. One on her, three on Opie. Full court press. Four. And another foul.
Yeah.
Not a good pass, honestly, by Miser in the middle of the floor to teammate Candace Ashlock, and bailed out to a large degree by Ava Clark reaching in.
Yeah, and Ava Clark, she read it.
She read it perfectly.
She was just a little slow to get there.
It's kind of the pass interference play in reverse.
Yes.
Kaylin Luthy, left wing Ashlock, right side Foltz. 4:35 left. Opie with a three-point lead, 14-11, after trailing 9-8 at the end of the quarter. Miser gets the defender in the air, hands off for Luthy, who goes back to the right side of the floor. Now Weakley. Weakley looking underneath, now decides to roll in the middle, and the ball's poked free from behind, and here comes Katie Robert the other way, two on two. Trying to return the favor, instead pass, layup good from Millie Bailey, her first points of the day, and Opie extends its lead. 16-11 now, as it's an 8-2 burst here by Opie in the first 4 minutes of the quarter. Nearly a steal at midcourt and nearly a steal again, but Madison gets the ball back both times.
Wow.
Luthy with the five count on. That's Kaylin Luthy. Hands off for Miser. Miser bumped, now rolls in, lost the handle on it, and the reason is a reach and a foul. I think they got Robert for her second.
Yeah, that time, I mean, she slapped down on it. That was, and the officials right there, that was an easy call.
Yeah. Actually, you're going to say Jenna Smith with her first, now five team fouls. Off the floor is Jalen Weakley, and Yolin Luthy's back on for Madison. There's been a lid on the bucket. Yolin Luthy, though, breaks the lid temporarily with the inbound pass underneath, and she fouled.
Yeah. Are these her first points?
Second.
Oh.
Second basket. Both here in the quarter. I think she got the only other one here that Madison had. Foul shot, though, was off target. No good. And I think they've got Foltz, who lost her balance and started crashing into a pair of Opie players. And that is the case. So that's her second. 16-13. Both teams with six fouls each. So next foul sends the other team into free throws for the rest of the half. Robert hands off for Clark, who curls to the right side, lost the Fulton ball, and, yep, not touched.
That is turnover number six on the Opie Lady Eagles.
And that ball came weird out of Clark's hands.
It yeah.
looked like, I mean, the way the spin was, it looked like it was touched, but that was not the way it was whistled. 16-13 our score. Kaylin Luthy, as Madison tries to come back to within one or possibly tie things. Jumping out on the perimeter is Miser. Curling underneath, pass intended for Yolin Luthy. It literally pinballs into the lane where Miser loses it out of bounds on the way up, and they're going to say it's last touched by Opie on the way up. So out of bounds, no harm, no foul.
That looked like it was a pinball in there.
All he needed was flippers.
Yes, yes.
Lily Skalski's back on the floor here for Opie. And it looks like we have another substitution in. I think it's McKenna Broyles back in as well. Madison leading or trailing by three, 16-13, with 3:10 to go here in the third. Kaylin Luthy will take a long ranger. Three-pointer here is off target. Rebound Broyles, held ball thanks to the efforts of Candace Ashlock, and Madison keeps it here again.
Well, Madison has got right now, they've got four offensive rebounds tonight.
Seems like they're starting to step up that offensive rebounding push, too. Luthy to Luthy. Yolin Luthy on the catch. Has to get the ball out on the perimeter. Shot here is no good by Foltz, and it's easily rebounded by Opie. Under three to go first half. Opie with a 16-13 lead in a tightly contested game here in the first 13 minutes of it. Katie Robert, bounce pass free throw line right for Broyles. Broyles faces up, pass for Coughlin on the left side of the floor, back over for Broyles. Broyles high to low, she loses the basketball, goes to a knee, lost the ball though, and Madison has it. Another chance here for the Bulldogs to creep closer or tie. Kaylin Luthy across center. Luthi dribbles right, then left, then right again, trying to get a screen from Yolin Luthi. Could have been a moving screen, but it's not called. Sarah Meiser looking for a cutting Yolin Luthi. Not there. Curls into the lane, lost the ball. She went, the ball didn't. Here comes Katie Robert one-on-one. She's going to drive coast-to-coast and lay it in. Robert has two. The lead is five, and a full timeout from Madison. 2:12 left, first half, Olpe 18, Madison 13. Lyon County League Tournament Championship semifinal coverage on KVUE Country 101.7 FM and KVUE TV at KVUE.com.
Give Henry Ott with Tallgrass Appraisal Services and Vaughn Roth Land Brokers a call for all your land, sale, purchase, and certified appraisal needs. Henry grew up near Madison, having deep family ties to the Flint Hills area, along with a great appreciation for the farmers and ranchers who call it home. Henry's driven to help you succeed, priding himself in his strong land expertise, honesty, integrity, and work ethic. Give Henry a call today at 620-437-7340 for all your land needs. Good luck to all area teams. Give Henry Ott with Tallgrass Appraisal Services and Vaughn Roth Land Brokers a call for all your land, sale, purchase, and certified appraisal needs. Henry grew up near Madison, having deep family ties to the Flint Hills area, along with a great appreciation for the farmers and ranchers who call it home. Henry's driven to help you succeed, priding himself in his strong land expertise, honesty, integrity, and work ethic. Give Henry a call today at 620-437-7340 for all your land needs. Good luck to all area teams.
Chuck Samples, Ken Hansen from White Auditorium this afternoon, and we figured this was going to be tightly mm-hmm. checked, tightly contested, and a pretty high-paced game, and that's exactly what we've had.
I think the main difference is Opie's converting more shots inside than Madison is. Madison is struggling from in the paint.
They're struggling from out of the paint, too, but, boy, those struggles from in the paint are pretty evident right now.
Mm-hmm.
Meiser in transition goes to the left corner for Ashlock. Kaylin Luthi has it. Ball nearly stolen, but the ball will rotate around the perimeter to the right side for Meiser. Under 2 minutes to go. Opie with its biggest lead of the game, 5 points, 18-13. Meiser looking for a screen from Weekly. That doesn't develop, so she backs out. Opie has been changing defenses pretty religiously right now in man defense, especially with Yolin Luthi not on the floor. Sarah Meiser can't get the roll on that short jump shot, but she gets the rebound. That shot is short, and it's cleared out by McKenna Broyles. Case in point to what we just talked about coming out of the break.
Yeah.
Minute 20 to go here in the second quarter, and Olpe, which trailed by as many as five early, now can take a lead of maybe 7 or even 8 points, depending on how this possession goes. Broyles, free throw line right, triple team, so she has to give it up. Here's Clark cutting down, high to low. She's bumped and fouled. And that means free throws for the rest of the half for Olpe.
And, you know, one thing, Chuck, too, is I think there's a lot of pressure on these two teams here tonight because, number one, Madison hasn't been in the championship game here since 2010.
Been that long.
And with Coach Glenn Stout, I saw Glenn was sitting over there a little bit ago.
Yeah.
And then the Olpe girls, this is – like we said, all the championships. Well, these kids really weren't participants
right. Two
or three years ago. And now they are, and so they're trying to live out their dream of being in a championship game.
And on top of that, it's not just the dream, but it's the reputation.
Yes, yes.
So both foul shots are good by Ava Clark. Olpe extends its biggest lead now, and this is now the biggest lead either side has had today at 7 points, at 20-13. We're under a minute to go here. Madison has only scored 4 points here in the quarter, one bucket early and by Yolin Luthi, and one bucket about 2 minutes ago of game time. 40 seconds left. Madison needs something good to happen, and they're having a hard time with now the press defense on the perimeter. Yolin Luthi bumped and fouled. They're going to call a push on Katie Robert, which will be her second, I believe. Yep. Although they could have gotten Yolin Luthi for a push as well. That elbow came up on both sides.
It did. And here's an area where Madison's 0-for-1 from the free throw line.
Yep. Luthi was the one who missed the last time she was here. She got the roll on that one. Pretty big free throw there.
Yeah. I mean, Opie's made four. Now they've made one. 3 points. I mean, that's half the difference.
Yep. Second foul shot. This one, though, is no good, and Broyles has the board. 30 seconds left. Olpe will go into the halftime with the lead. The question is by how much. Robert at center. Now for Clark at center on the left half of the floor. We're under 19 seconds left. Now she'll dribble a couple of times for Lily Skalski, 14 seconds. Robert with 12 on the E still. No attack yet with 10 seconds to go. 8, nothing going. Now Robert will get going. 5 seconds left at the free throw line. Robert splits the defense, high off the glass for 2. And that'll bring us to the first half close. Strong second quarter by the Lady Eagles. They lead Madison 22-14 at the halftime break. Individual team stats coming your way next. This is the Lyon County League Tournament on Country 101.7 FM and KVUE-TV at KVUE.com.
Think that custom cabinets are too expensive? Not at Schmidt Custom Cabinetry. Their spacious facility enables them to be more efficient with more options, faster service, and they deliver and install every project. And best of all, it's affordable. Schmidt Custom Cabinetry can build to fit your budget. Visit them at their showroom on Highway 99 in Olpe to see the latest in design for your kitchen, bath, or other home or office projects. Schmidt Custom Cabinetry, where craftsmanship is their legacy.
Shanky Well Service started in 1965 and is still going strong. Shanky Cattle Company and Shanky Buffalo started in the following years. That kind of involvement has been a hallmark of the Shanky family and reflects their commitment to the Madison community. Don't miss the chance to see their buffalo roaming the Flint Hills in the Madison area. The Shankies are proud of the Madison schools and wish the Bulldogs and Lady Bulldogs the best of luck this season, both on the court and in the classroom.
Come grow with Olpe, a clean, friendly community with so much to offer, like growing businesses and job opportunities, new housing developments with no specials, a neighborhood revitalization plan that provides tax breaks for construction or renovation, and best of all, high-quality schools with one-to-one technology initiatives, standard of excellence awards, a winning sports tradition, and other highly successful programs. All of this with a low-tax mill levy. Olpe, proud heritage, promising future. Call the city office at 475-3780.
Don't leave your wiring to chance. Plug into your number one electrical source, Gerald Schumann Electric. Local experts in residential, commercial, and industrial electrical repairs and installation. Their highly trained electricians get the job done right the first time without cutting corners. With over 40 years in the business, you can rely on their expertise to get the job done to your satisfaction every time. Honesty and integrity is their policy, and the electricity is their business. Give Gerald Schumann Electric a call today, 342-2176.
We've all had to share the road with bad drivers, but at Farm Bureau Financial Services, we believe you shouldn't have to share their insurance rates. With Driveology, you're in the driver's seat to save money based on your driving habits. You'll get an automatic discount for signing up and could save up to 30% on your auto insurance premium. Contact me, Brian Fillinger, your Farm Bureau agent in Emporia, to learn more about how your driving habits can help save you money.
Savings based on driving behavior. Your savings may vary. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company.
Is it time to turn the lawn care over to the professionals? Richmore Lawn Care is a full-service lawn and landscaping company serving commercial and residential properties in the Emporia, Kansas area. The team at Richmore Lawn Care offers a wide variety of services and maintenance plans to meet every need and budget. They also have extensive experience with tree care, planters, retaining walls, patios, and complete landscaping design. Richmore Lawn Care can make your backyard into your own personal oasis. Call 620-341-3890 or check them out at richmorelawns.com.
Halftime at White Auditorium Championship semifinals fully underway. On the girls' side, Olpe Madison first, and then Lebo Burlingame here in a little bit. But we're going to go through the team stats in just a second here, which will point out exactly why Olpe has the 22-14 lead. Not for a lack of effort from Madison, just the shots have just been hard to go.
No, they are. And what's probably frustrating for Coach and for the Madison kids, they're basically within about 10 feet of the basket. And there were several times where they got offensive rebound, kept putting them back up, and just couldn't get them to go. And eventually that wears on you.
Yeah.
But they know that that's, if they do hit those, they'll come back here in the second half.
Yeah, and if they do come in buckets, I mean, this could be a pretty big-time swing here in the second half.
Yes, yes. And I think that's what Coach Nine says, probably trying to tell him, is still kind of relax. Relax. It's enough tension. Don't put it on yourself. And Coach Slaymaker's like, Let's keep it up. Let's keep it up. Keep up that defense. It's been a great effort, and they've got some fast break buckets off their defense.
Yep. Before we go through the individual and team stats, did want to let you know the coverage of the Lyon County League Tournament here this week is brought to you by Jane and Itty Linhart, proud supporters of the Lyon County League Tournament, and by the City of Hartford, which takes great pride in their schools and community. Best of luck to the Jaguars. Our stats here brought to you by GR Roofing, proud to support all area athletes, proud to provide the area with quality roofing and exceptional service. Call Mark or Todd today. GR Roofing, 620-344-0661. Olpe right now led by McKenna Broyles, all six of her points in the first quarter of play. Jenna Smith, Katie Robert got all four of their points respectively in the second quarter. And then you have two each from Lily Skalski, Grace Coughlin, Millie Bailey, and Ava Clark. Madison scoring a little more concentrated. Yolin Luthi has 5 points all in the second quarter. A three-pointer, a Cody Thurston Land agent three from Sarah Miser, the only one either side has had so far today. And then 2 points for Sadie Albert, Jalen Weekly, and Candace Ashlock. And that's how we have, at least on the individual side, our halftime score. Olpe 22, Madison 14.
Yeah, and for Olpe, they're shooting 9 of 14 inside the arc.
That's not bad.
No. 0 for 1 from three-point range. So overall, 0 for 9 of 15 from the field. They're 4-6 at the free throw line. Another nice job. Rebounding-wise, they've got 1 offensive and 11 defensive rebounds, and they've committed a total of 7 turnovers. For Madison, just the opposite, 5 of 17 from inside the arc.
It's almost it's hard to imagine that they've hit that many, to
yes.
be honest.
Yeah, and then they're 1 of 5 from three-point range, 1 for 3 from the free-throw line. They've got 4 offensive and 4 defensive rebounds, and they've committed 8 turnovers.
So. Well, everything lines up. I mean, yeah. Seriously, the turnovers are almost even. Rebounds are pretty close. But, boy, that shooting from inside the arc is really killing Madison right now.
It is. It is. And it's not uncommon for a team that's stressing to not shoot well from within there. But if they could come out here, let's say get a couple shots to fall and get a couple stops, then all of a sudden you're talking about a 4-point game and everything changes. But if Olpe comes out and starts the second half like they ended the first half, they could take control quickly.
Yeah. Halftime, Olpe 22, Madison 14 in the first of our 4 championship semifinal games. Really quickly, up next, around 5:30 or thereabouts, it's the Burlingame Lebo boys. We'll go back to the girls bracket here at 7 o'clock with Lebo Burlingame. And we close out the night, Olpe Madison boys around 8:30 for tip time. All the games on Country 101.7 FM, all the games on KVUE-TV at KVUE.com. Coverage of the 2023 Lyon County League Tournament brought to you by Harrison Body Shop in Madison. For insurance claims, painting, and glass installation, check out those free estimates. And by USD 386 Madison Virgil. Good luck to the Madison basketball teams and all other Madison winter sports teams this season. Go Dawgs. Second half next on Country 101.7 FM and KVUE-TV at KVUE.com.
Don't feel bad if you're not a phone expert. That's what we're here for. At Nextech Wireless, we'll help you in the transition to a new device step by step. Want to customize the screen? We've got you. Have questions about some of the functions? We're happy to help. You're not just another number to us. Come see us today and we'll get you into the best phone for your needs. We're friends. We're neighbors. We are Kansas. Nextech Wireless.
Are you considering buying or selling land? Cody Thurston with Midwest Land Group can assist you through the process. Midwest Land Group is the fastest growing land brokerage in the Midwest and consistently sells properties for more money in less time and with less headaches than anyone else. When you work with Midwest Land Group, you get access to the tools and the resources needed to find the property for your needs or help you professionally market your property to the highest level. Call Cody Thurston at 620-794-1229.
Second half closing in from White Auditorium. Chuck Samples and Ken Hansen joining you here on Country 101.7 FM. Pretty good crowd starting to fill in White Auditorium as well for championship semifinal Friday. And as mentioned, 3 more games coming. We've harped on the shooting differences here, Ken, as we get started. But one thing we haven't really talked about too much is the defensive efforts, I think, by both squads. I mean, you look at the pressure that both defenses are putting on the offenses here, and they're really there's been work to find open space here on the floor, both for Opie and Madison.
There has, and I also think with Opie changing their defense literally every couple trips down the court, that's taken Madison a little while to figure out what they're in. And guess what? That is a Coach Slaymaker thing from his college days.
He is holding true to form, right?
He is. And Bill Nystad's got to figure out something to get his kids a little bit more maybe confident with everything.
Opie will have the ball here to start. Madison comes onto the floor first. They'll have the Luthies, Kaelin and Yolin, plus Jalen Weekly, Ava Foltz, Sarah Miser for the starting five. Opie comes out on the floor with Millie Bailey, Katie Robert, also Ava Clark, McKenna Broyles, and Lily Scalzi. So starters all around. Second half is underway with Opie leading 22-14. Our first half had one tie and five lead changes, most of those in the first quarter. Skip pass goes to the right side of the floor for a long-range two, which is short from Bailey. Rebound by Foltz. She threw it literally off the backboard and got it back.
Ooh. I would not try that again. No.
Kids, don't try this at home. And because of the problems with the inbound or the outlet pass, Madison lost track of the time that was left and gets a 10-second call.
Yeah.
So an 8-point advantage here for Opie, trying to go to double digits. Neither team's had that type of advantage so far today. Robert, right wing, just out of the corner. Pops out, now skips it all the way to the left side for a 3-pointer here, no good. Clark then to Robert. This easy rebound for Madison. And this time they get it across center without any issues. Kaelin Luthie for Miser. Left side of the floor is going to try to dribble to the baseline. Cut off. Now Weekly to the free throw line. Pass tip, but still gets to Kaelin Luthie. Yolin Luthie had an open look at the basket, was moving in, and the ball got away out of bounds.
Yeah, I mean, if you're Coach Nice, then your kids executed the play.
Yeah.
But just didn't quite finish it off.
And that is one of those things where you start wondering, oh, my gosh, how is this going to end?
Mm-hmm.
Especially with how the shooting woes went in the first half. Plays like that make you wonder if it's just not your day. And it gets hard to overcome if that thought gets in.
It does, because now you have to fight a little extra harder.
Yep. Royals just right of the line. 6:27 to go in the third. Neither team has scored yet. Bailey trying to back down. Pass at the feet of Clark. She's able to hold it. She cuts into the lane and misses the short layup. Maybe it's something with this end. I don't know. Rebound to Yolin Luthie. She's across center quickly. Stops in the right corner. Looking for help. Still looking for help and has to come out near center for Foltz. 6:04 to go in the third. 22-14, Opie with the lead. Lob, nice catch by Weekly. Too strong on the short jump shot. Rebound to Opie. Down court quickly. Broyles stops, travels.
On that shot by Weekly, she needs to just use the backboard. She just tried to shoot it up over the rim. Now, and you could just see Coach Knights had just sat down like on that. It's like, oh, we've had two great opportunities.
Yeah, which would have cut the lead to 4 points if both of those had gone. Ball poked free from Kaelin Luthie, but she gets it back. Now gets the handoff from Sarah Miser. Had the ball poked away, so instead of shooting, she has to get rid of it. Yolin Luthie inside the lane, back out for Foltz. Ball fake, lost the basketball, gets it back. She's harassed, so she has to give it up for Miser. 5:25 to go, third quarter of play. Weekly, left wing, going to go to the baseline. Spacing crawls away for a second, so she has to give it up. Foltz near the corner for Miser. Underneath for Weekly. She's going to go off glass this time and score. That's the way that's supposed to work. Lob,
exactly.
Long down court pass in transition. Too strong and out of bounds, and Madison gets it back. Grace Coughlin in. Ava Clark out.
And I know Coach is like, that. We practice using the backboard. Use it.
Use it, exactly. It's there for a reason. Kaelin Luthie across center, one-on-one break, trying to get past Robert. Can't, still attacks the basket, misses, and Robert has the board. Now Robert running hard the other way, goes through the defense, trying to cause contact. That doesn't work for her, and it's taken out by Madison. 22-16 Opie with 4:45 to go in the third quarter of play. Yeah. A little bit lower here. Sorry, Kevin.
Yeah, Opie's been struggling. So now that even doubles it even more if Madison kept. Oh, well, there we go.
Miser cutting in the wing down to the bucket. She scores and is fouled. Lily Skalski, I believe, for her first. And a three-point play opportunity for Miser before that, substitutions. Broyles out. Smith in. And Ashlock is poised to come in here, depending on how Miser does with the free throw. And it's short, and it's rebounded pretty easily there by Olpe. 22-18, so the first 4 points of the quarter have gone to Madison. Tightened this game up quite a bit. And neither team has gotten any rhythm here in the second half of play. Lob underneath for Coughlin, has an easy basket. It's not going to matter. Foul away from the ball on Olpe. And it's Coughlin with the whistle.
Yeah, she got some separation using her elbow.
Can't do that.
No.
That's her first. Now we'll see Foltz sitting, and I believe this is when Ashlock comes in. 4:19 left. Madison now with a chance to go down 2 or 1. Long down court pass hits Miser in stride, but the layup is too strong. And rebounded easily by Jenna Smith. Here comes Olpe. They're running. Now stopping, and will set up the early half-court offense. Robert looking over the man defense for Madison. Stops. Bounce pass for Smith on the perimeter. Underneath from Coughlin. Got bodies on the floor. Held ball. As Sarah Miser came in to try to get that, Madison gets it back. Miser needs to catch her breath.
Yeah, she's like, I didn't mean to roll over like that. You know,
it was a nice tuck, though.
Yes.
Foltz is back on the floor. And a 30-second timeout by Olpe is taken now with 3:57 left in period number three. Our timeout's brought to you by the McDonald on West 6th. Download the McDonald's app and receive daily deals, including select favorites for free. And coverage of the Lyon County League Tournament is brought to you by Mayer Electric, a proud supporter of all Olpe academic and extracurricular activities. Mayer Electric, once an Eagle, always an Eagle.
Yeah. You know, Chuck, Madison is getting the shots.
Yeah, they are.
They're attacking the basket this half, just not able to get anything to go. But I think Coach Slaymaker, just like Coach Neistat did earlier, reminding his kids, just calm down. Just do the simple things. Make the easy pass. If you got two people on you, somebody's open.
Madison will inbounds in its back court. And will do so unharassed this time. Kaylin Luthi across center with under four to go. Only 4 points have been scored here in this third period of play, and both buckets have come from the Bulldogs. Luthi, ball nearly knocked away by Jenna Smith. Ashlock, as it travels, got away with it. Kaylin Luthi, ball knocked away from her, and this time Millie Bailey has it. Turnover by the Bulldogs. 3:30 to go here in the third quarter of play. Robert to the right side of the floor, dribbles, then stops. Left wing Skalski beyond the three-point lines. Looking, now goes to the free throw line, backs out for Robert. Robert curls in the wing, shot up and good. Nice job there of twisting to essentially cause some body separation and get the ball off the glass for two.
That she did. She just created space.
Yep. 24-18, Yolen Luthi pushes off, not called, in the lane, Weekly, bank shot, nope, no good, rebound loose in the lane, Weekly has it back, trying to hand off for Yolen Luthi, that hits short on the rim, that's no good, whistle and a Madison foul. And it's going to be Weekly with the foul, which I believe will be her third. 2:51 left, the opportunities for Madison are there. They're not going. There are actually opportunities for Olpe to really extend the lead right now, and those aren't really being claimed either.
Yeah, it's like everybody's just on edge.
Skalski hard to the rim, using the baseline, hard to the floor, and it'll go to the line. Was that Weekly again?
Yes.
Oh, wow. That's her fourth foul and two in the space of 15 seconds. Weekly has 4 points, all of them in the, one in the first quarter, one in the third. Free throw here from Skalski is good. Weekly may have to sit for a while into the fourth quarter now. because of picking up that fourth foul. And that puts an interesting emphasis now on 5'8 freshman Sadie Albert, who comes in to replace her. Second one, Skalski. That is good. Those are, from the lane or not, two of the most pure shots we've seen all game.
They are, and they're 6 of 8 right now from the free throw line.
Kaelin Luthi has to pick up the dribble, lobs the ball in space to Yolin Luthi. Blocking foul is going to be called on Skalski, and that'll be her second.
I think Yolin Luthi's got to take over this game.
Yeah.
And just say, give me the ball in the post, and I'll take care of it.
They have not found a spot for her to do that, at least to start the offense and then finish.
Yeah.
All game, they have not found anything, and that is in large part credit to the Diamond and One defense from earlier. She's double-teamed underneath on the post right now. Going to have a three-pointer from Foltz. Back rim, no good. Who's going to get the rebound? Albert does. Kaelin Luthi back out for Foltz. She will try again from deep. This one's good. Cody Thurston, land agent, 3 for Ava Foltz. Her first of the game, the second for Madison today, and it's down to a 5-point edge. Olpe, 26-21. Skalski stops at the free throw line, and not before she travels. The door swings open again a bit.
Yeah, and Skalski that time, if she would have just, she had a wide open shot from the free throw line.
She could have gone further.
Yes, but then she thought about it, and then that's kind of when you have mistakes.
Yeah, well said. Yolin Foltz across center, falls down, is able to get the ball to Ashlock on the baseline, and she's bumped and fouled. Yes, folks, it has been this choppy all game long.
It has.
In case you're just listening here as we now get to approaching 5 o'clock in the evening, it has been tightly checked all the way through. The lead is 5 for Olpe right now. It had been as big as 8 at halftime. Kaelin Luthi, corner left. Shot good again. This one from Candace Ashlock. It's another Cody Thurston land agent 3, and we're down to a 2-point Olpe advantage, 26-24.
They're shooting a better percentage from three-point range than they are inside. Sometimes that happens.
Sometimes that does. Boyle's going to try to attack. Ball fake, knocked away, stolen by Kaelin Luthi. And the Bulldogs now have a chance to tie. Luthi across center, double team, so she has to give the ball up to Foltz on the perimeter. This time they have Broyles on her. Whistle. Touch foul. Broyles, her second. 5 team fouls now for the Lady Eagles, 2 for Madison. A minute 11 left here in the third quarter of play. Madison led early, 5-0. Olpe gradually took advantage as the shots for Madison have not fallen at all. Here's a jump shot in the lane, which is short. This one from Albert. Ball poked free, loose, ticked up by Ashlock, and a whistle and a held ball, and Olpe will get this one back.
Ooh. It's going to be an exciting fourth quarter. This one's going to come down to the end.
That may well be the understatement of the tournament. We're under a minute left. Skalski in the lane has a pick. She's hammered from behind. And I think there was an accidental push from Mattis, from an Eagle player into Foltz. Into Skalski, I believe.
Yeah.
Regardless, it's going to be Foltz with the foul. She's wincing, holding her right shoulder, and that's a problem there for Madison, because if she's unable to go full blown on the shoulder, we got that takes out an offensive weapon here for Madison.
It does.
High arcing shot as Olpe turns the ball over for Madison. This not able to convert that, and Olpe getting up to center court. The ball, though, is poked out of bounds at center by Yolin Luthi. 39 seconds left. Luthi now on the perimeter for the defense. Olpe attacking a rather unique way with a space underneath the basket. Misses on the short jump shot. The ball comes out to center. Alternating possession held ball, and Madison has it back.
And that time, I think Gracie Coughlin, she probably did what she was supposed to do, was throw the ball over to her. But if she would have looked, she had a lane to the basket.
Untouched. She could have had an easy layup. So now 26-24 with under 30 seconds left. Kaelin Luthi across to the corner right. Miser, three ball, long, no good. Yolen Luthi has it. She'll force it up. No good there. Coughlin had it for a second. Everybody crashes over to the right side of the floor. In late is Albert and a foul. Albert's first.
Sadie Albert's giving them some good minutes off the bench.
I'd say. And I'll tell you what, too, you mentioned here this is going to be a fight to the finish. The intensity level just seems like out of nowhere ratcheted up the last 3 minutes.
It has.
8 seconds left. Robert Bailey. Robert with five. Goes to the three-point line. Now goes in the lane. She's bumped. She scores. And she's fouled. 1.9 seconds left. Robert kind of like, okay, he'll give me space. I'll take it.
Uh-huh.
You'll give me space, I'll take it. I got to shoot it now, and she gets the roll.
And I run it, and we bump into each other.
Yep. Oh, excuse me. By the way, I'll go to the line here for a three-point play opportunity. Kaylin Luthi with the foul, her second. Robert knocks down the free throw, so she has nine. And with 1.9 seconds left, Madison will not concede, but a three-point shot at the horn is well short. Olpe, 29. Madison 24. We have fourth quarter action coming next. It is the Lyon County League Tournament. We're on the girls' half of the championship semifinals on Country 101.7 FM, KVUE FM Emporia, and KVUE TV at KVUE.com.
Got a flat, dead battery, time for an oil change? Been ignoring that check engine light for too long? Visit Howie's Tire Shop in Olpe to get your ride back on the road. Howie's isn't just tires and repair. They offer full-service mechanical work, including shocks, steering, suspension, and maintenance. If it's under the car or under the hood, they can fix it. Howie's Tire Shop, proudly serving the Olpe area and beyond. Located at 3 West Highway 99 in Olpe, just across the street from the Chicken House.
Hi, I'm Angela Blankley, a full-time real estate agent with Coldwell Banker Emporia Real Estate. I have over 10 years in real estate experience to offer you. Whether you're selling or buying, I'd love to make your dream a reality. I'm available to help you anytime and will work diligently to make your transaction enjoyable in the professional manner you deserve. Feel free to call or text me anytime at 620-344-6368 to discuss your real estate needs.
Chuck Samples, Ken Hansen from White Auditorium, 29-24, Olpe with the lead. Olpe had it down to two, and then just a couple things happened late in the third quarter, so Olpe eases in with a five-point advantage.
Really, Katie Roberts, that last bucket, that swung the moment. That gave them not only three more points, but kind of took some of the momentum back from Madison.
Yeah, well said. Olpe starts with the ball here to begin the fourth quarter of play, and as they get across center, bump foul on Kaylin Luthi, which is three on her. 7:52 left. You can hear Bill Neinstedt saying, essentially telling the referees that what happened to my girls is what's been happening, you know, on the defensive side, is what Olpe's been doing to us all game long.
Yeah, yeah.
Call it both ways is what he said.
But then you look up, six fouls to five.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay. But I think you're seeing some frustration maybe on behalf of Coach Neinstedt.
Yep. Madison with a hard time getting across center, but they will beat the 10-second clock this time. They had a violation last quarter. 29-24, Bulldogs trailing. Miser bumped. Pretty clear foul on Broyles here, I believe. That would be her third. You know, of all the different trends and, you know, storylines and stuff like that, you brought up something here in the break about the Emporia State connection on both sides.
Yeah, with both assistant coaches being ex-Lady Hornets.
Bill and Luthi underneath. This time, shot is short from 4 feet away, and then Luthi trying to get the ball back, reaches over the top of Katie Robert, and that would be her second.
Yeah, on Madison's assistant coaches, Kelly Martin Hayworth.
Yep.
And Dina Holloway Wilson being Coach Slaymaker's assistant on the Olpe side. So bragging rights among the Lady Hornet alumni is online here.
Among a whole lot of other stuff. Foltz back in, and Kaylin Luthi is going to get a much needed break. Robert at the line for 1-1. That was the seventh team foul on Madison. So the Lady Eagles are shooting free throws the rest of the way. And the next foul for Olpe does the same for Madison, and Robert misses the free throw here.
That, by the way, broke a stretch of seven consecutive free throws by the Lady Eagles.
29-24. Lady Eagles lead. Meiser launches the three from the right corner. It rolls around and out. Doesn't go. The follow doesn't go either from Weekly from 4 feet out. And rebounded by Olpe. Robert quickly to the front court. Left wing. And you have a feeling here that if it's not there in transition, Olpe is going to be very happy with just not milking the clock yet, but being deliberate and finding something good.
They are. It's just...
Katie Robert, three. Yes! Cody Thurston, Midwest Land Agent, three from Katie Robert. She has 12. There are eight of those in the second half of play. And Bill Neistat says, hold the phone, stop the music. I got to call you guys over.
Yeah, it's because she was left open. And that it's one thing if a player makes the three-pointer while being guarded, other than somebody losing track of it.
Yeah. 6:35 left in the fourth. Olpe's back to its biggest lead of the game at 32-24. Keep it here. Want to let you know that our timeout, or I should say, yes, we'll get to timeouts now. They're brought to you by the McDonald's on West 6th. Your afternoon snack stop for hot fresh fries for a dollar between 2 and 5 p.m. And coverage of the Lyon County League Tournament is brought to you by Lebo Waverly, USD 243, committed to excellence in and out of the classroom. They are here for you.
And that three-pointer now makes it a three-possession game. And so that's one thing I think coaches like Coach Neistat is trying to – he's got to get some offense quickly from his kids. Even though it's six and a half minutes to go, when you're down by eight, you've got to start – you can't be trading baskets,
right,
or trading possessions.
And the game still has to resolve yet, but at least to this point, you can – pretty well argue the two biggest plays of the game have come from Katie Robert. The three-point play at the end of the third quarter, and then that three-point basket here at the fourth. And ball's knocked away in backcourt, and Yolen Luthi can't corral it.
Yeah, to me. Yeah, Coach Neistat just got warned by the official to step back.
Mm-hmm. It's an eight-point lead. Neither side is led by 10 yet, but Olpe is pushing to do that right now. Ball knocked away from Robert in the right corner by Yolen Luthi. It's out of bounds. 6:20 to go here in the fourth.
And I think it's going to be – they're just going to take their time. And if you have to foul them, Olpe's been pretty good from the free throw line.
Yeah, that's another consideration too. Jenna Smith back on the floor. Three-pointer right wing. Good! Ava Clark from beyond all three triple-point lines hits the bucket, and Olpe has its biggest lead of the game at 35-24, and now time officially starting to run low. Good jump shot baseline left from Meiser. That was good, giving her 7 points and getting Madison back within 10. 9-point edge. Back the other way. Jump shot here. Strong by Coughlin. Rebound, Yolen Luthi. 35-26, Foltz will launch a three, right wing, no good, follow Luthi, no good, but she's fouled. Well, after that three-pointer from Clark, last couple of possessions anyways, have gone okay from Bill Neistat's possession, or for perspective.
I yes.
mean, you look at it, you get the bucket, now you're here at the possibility for free throws. You're going to be shooting free throws the rest of the way, but Luthi misses.
They're now 1 of 5 from the free throw line. So just really the shooting woes are what's costing Madison here this afternoon.
Skalski in, Bailey out at 5:42 remaining in the fourth. Luthi's second free throw hits short but crawls in. So she has 6, and the lead is 8. Luthi reaching in, foul, her third. Back to the free throw line we go. And both sides are back in bonus situations here, so we could have a lot of free throws coming.
Yeah.
Whistle, 30-second timeout here by Bill Neistat. Timeout's brought to you by the McDonald's on 6th Avenue. Get a quarter pounder with cheese cooked fresh off the grill upon ordering, and you know how to make it a meal. Fry and a drink for you as well. Coverage of the Lyon County League Tournament all tournament long brought to you also by Rayburn Heating and Cooling of Madison. For service or installation, they respond quickly to your needs. Good luck to the Lady Bulldogs.
Again, that wasn't a diagramming type of timeout. It's we got to do something else or get focused. And that, to me, is what it looks like. We got to get focused on the defensive end right now.
Yeah, this is totally different from that 30-second almost relaxation timeout that we saw in the first half. This has got a huge sense of urgency to it from Nystedt.
It does.
So Roberts at the line. Foul on Luthi was her third. 1-1 for Robert here. First one is on the way and short. And rebounded easily by Madison. It's Miser with the rebound. The foul is on Coughlin, and we come back the other way for free throws. Again, we could be here for a while yet before this is done.
Yes, yes. And one of the things, again, though, on this other end is now you've got a 1-1. You're 2 of 6 from the free throw line. You've got to start making your free throws if you want to come back.
Luthi is in. Foltz is out. Miser's at the line for 1-1, and she's only been at the line once. And that was 0-for-1. Madison trailing by 8, by 7. Free throw's good.
And I think if you're Olpe, it is basically block out here. You know Madison's going to probably put on some pressure defense here.
Yep.
Be patient with the basketball.
Second one good. Question here for Nystedt, is he do full court, which is what it seems like, or whether you would maybe try some sort of half court options. This works out pretty well, almost causes a travel in backcourt, but Robert pushes hard. Luthi knocks the ball away but goes to the corner and out of bounds.
Yeah, and I like the hustle of Elaine Luthi that time with coming back, knocking it from the side, but she's got to be careful. She's got 3 fouls, and she got a foul called on her a little bit ago doing the same thing.
Yep. 6-point advantage for Olpe, 35-29, just under 5:30 to go in the game. Jump shot, Robert, well short. Rebound, Luthi, and she's got space. Luthi, bounce pass for Ashlock, who's in. Back for Luthi in transition, but she's too far underneath the basket. Misses. Weekly does not miss. And the lead is 4, 35-31. Luthi got way too far underneath the basket, put it off the bottom of the rim, but it came down to Weekly, and she scores. Here's Skalski in, shot up, held ball situation to Madison with 5:04 to go.
That, by the way, is now 18 turnovers on the Lady Eagles. And so that is coming bunches with them.
Remember, the lead here was the 11 points. Now it's down to 4, and Coach Ron Slaymaker takes a full timeout. 5:04 left. Olpe 35, Madison 31. Taking a break on Country 101.7 FM and KVOE TV at KVOE.com.
Your home isn't just somewhere you live. It's your place, a place where memories are made and where you deserve to feel safe and sound. That's why protecting your home with a roof from GR Roofing is the peace of mind you need. From state-of-the-art stone-coated metal or traditional asphalt roofing to the gutters and downspouts, the team at GR Roofing has you covered. Call Mark Rummel or Todd Griffin today, 344-0661. GR Roofing, your area metal roofing specialists.
Strength Stability Service. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, you can count on all three. And you can count on me, Perry Ott, your local Farm Bureau agent in Emporia. I'll help make sure you have the coverage you need, nothing more, nothing less, and that you're getting the discounts you deserve. Call me today to schedule a super check and see how I make it simple to protect your family, cars, home, and future.
Call Perry Ott of Farm Bureau Financial Services at 620-342-1313.
5:04 left, regulation. Olpe 35-31. Kenya mentioned here at the top that a lot of the best basketball games are played on Championship Semifinal Friday, and we're seeing that here.
Yeah, we are. This has been a fun matchup.
Madison gets the inbound, facing full court pressure, but Ashlock gets it across, and we're under 5 minutes to go. Sarah Miser open for 3, instead decides to cut into the lane. Her shot, though, is blocked by Coughlin, and it's cleared easily by Ava Clark. Long down court pass is too long for Smith, and Madison will reclaim possession.
And they got the ball in quickly before Olpe's able to set up their defense.
Yep. 4:40 to go in the fourth. Luthi lost it off her foot on the sideline. Unforced errors back-to-back, which gives Opie the advantage, A, because they have a four-point lead, and B, because we're inside of 5 minutes left in the game.
Exactly.
Here comes Skalski attacking the basket to the corner right. Skip over to the left side of the floor for Robert, trying to work past Luffy. Stops, spins, and gets the ball back out of the perimeter to Clark. 4:25 left. Bump by Luffy on Robert. That one is not called. Robert clears, gets into the lane, whistles. Traveled as bodies hit the floor.
I think it was that was one of those calls is either going to be traveling or...
Or a block.
And so the traveling occurred first. Lesser of two fouls. Let's go the other way.
35-31 Opie. They've led by as many as 11. Madison led early by as many as 5, but they've been trailing most of the contest since. 4:10 left. Yolen Luthi at the free throw line. Lob underneath for Weekly. She's double teamed. Does she work out of it? Well, she passes out of it. Ball comes for Yolen Luthi up high. 4 minutes to go. Here's Weekly baseline. She's going to cut into the middle of the lane. She put the ball on the ground. Held ball. Opie has it back.
That time I think Weekly should have taken the shot. She had a good look from about 10 feet on in, but she tried to create something. And nice job of Katie Robert coming in and getting the tie-up.
4 minutes under that now to go. Opie has again led for much of the contest. The lead only now is 4. Picking the ball up on the perimeter, Skalski. Whistle. Do they get a foul? Yes. Foul here is going to be on Ashlock and a one-on-one situation. Ashlock saying, what did I do?
And the referee said, you fouled her. Go back to the line.
So Skalski at the line, 1-1. First one is no good, and it comes to the corner, picked up by Yolen Luthi. Quickly across is Yolen Luthi. Left side, Kaylin Luthi, three-pointer, back iron, no good. Rebound by Millie Bailey. 3:30 to go. Madison still trailing by 4, and now they don't have the ball. Bailey nearly travels. Now she does. Runs over Miser in the process. But the travel comes first. And now another timeout. 30-second timeout here by head coach Ron Slaymaker with 3:27 left.
Well, somehow with these two coaches, I'm not surprised we've used up a lot of the timeout.
Me either.
But it's fun watching them coach. But this has been fun watching their kids play. It may not be a thing of beauty, but if whoever wins this, it's going to be a beautiful game because they'll be in tomorrow night's championship game.
Right, and boy, they will have earned it.
Yes, yes. This has been a hard-fought, physical game.
Yeah. There's not been a whole lot of space to shoot. It's not true, but it does seem like basically every possession, every shot's been contested.
Yes, it has. And kudos to both teams on their defense. They both are good, strong defensive teams.
Ashlock, the Luthies, Weekly, Miser on the floor here for Madison. It's Robert, Skalski, Bailey, Coughlin, Smith for Opie. 3:20 to go in the game. 4-point lead. Ashlock traveled, and it took a while, but it was whistled.
Yeah. No discussion on that one at all.
A lot of missed opportunities for both sides here in the last 3 minutes of game time. Robert nearly travels, hands off for Bailey. Now pressure man defense. Ball pops free. Ashlock has it, trying to get it to space for Miser, and she's bumped by Robert. Free throws coming here. 3:04 left. Robert's third. I'd say it's her fourth now.
Again, just being sloppy with the basketball here. Both teams have been. It's been cause a lot of creation from the defense.
Yep. There's a point, and it seems like in most games, and I actually brought this up with Daniel Courtright during the Waverly Southern Coffee County girls game yesterday as McKenna Broyles is back on. There's about a three-minute point, it seems like, in most games where the scoreboard freezes and nothing really goes well for either side. And
yeah.
It's the team that comes out of that that usually has a lot of momentum for the next 3 to 4 minutes. You look at it this way, and if there's a run that comes out here one way or the other, the game is decided. Second free throw after the first one is good. Misses. and it's rebounded by Olpe. 35-32, trouble in backcourt, a travel on Robert.
And that travel may have been a fortunate call because they came up with the steal.
And ahead of steam coming out of that, too.
Yeah, they would have had a four-on-one fast break opportunity.
Quick burst of substitution. Smith is off the floor. And it looks like Clark is back on. There were a couple of substitutions here for Madison. But before we get to that, with 2:58 left in the fourth, timeout Olpe. 35-32, Lady Eagles over Madison on Country 101.7 FM and KVOE-TV at KVOE.com.
Hartford One Stop is supportive of the Hartford Jaguars and Lady Jaguars and wishes their athletes the best of luck this season. They want to remind fans when you're in Hartford, their convenience store is open till 8 p.m. 7 days a week. Check out their daily lunch specials. And remember, their full-service auto shop is available Monday through Friday for general service, including tires and oil changes. Whether you need gas, auto service, snacks, or Hunt Brothers Pizza, your one-stop shop in downtown Hartford is Hartford One Stop.
Do you or your family need a new dentist in Emporia? We would personally like to invite you to visit our office to see if it's the right fit for you. Hi, this is Dr. Joseph Waddy. In addition to full dental services, we also offer dental implants, Invisalign clear braces, sedation dentistry, and much more. Call 342-8032 to schedule an appointment and visit us online at drlotty.com. We look forward to meeting you.
Chuck Samples, Ken Hansen from White Auditorium with 2:58 left in the fourth. 35-32 Olpe, but remember, they had an 11-point lead here at the start of the quarter, and it's almost all the way gone now. And Madison has the ball to cut into the lead further or tie things. Ashlock to inbounds for Weekly, back to Ashlock in the left corner. She's going to try to dribble past Robert, has to pick up the dribble, ball tipped on the pass, gets it back. Now Fultz on the left wing, 2:48 to go. Into the corner for Ashlock, looking down low for Weekly, up high for Yolen Luthi. She'll go to the right side of the floor. Loses the ball, gets it back, jump shot, right corner, no good from Ava Fultz, and it's rebounded by Olpe. 2:35 left. Caden Robert harassed by Yolen Luthi into the corner for Grace Coughlin. Coughlin puts it on the floor, bodied and fouled by Miser. Here we go with free throws. Another batch of them. I believe that is going to be double bonus time here for Olpe.
Yeah, everybody will be shooting two from here on out.
Miser got her second.
And, again, it was a nice job by Coughlin of trying to go to the baseline and just forcing that foul.
Coughlin is 2 of 4 from the stripe, having hit her last two back in the second quarter. Free throw is good. How do you attack if you're head coach Bill Nienstedt right now?
Get it inside to Yolaine Luthi and let her make the decision, maybe to kick out.
Yep, maybe.
Or take it to the basket.
Coughlin sinks both. Olpe leads by 5. Now on defense with 2:20 to go in the fourth quarter. Ashlock to the left side. She has to pick up her dribble. Needs some help. Finds Fultz. Fultz up high, looking left. Ball tipped. It's off of Yolaine Luthi and... oh, they're going to say last touched by Olpe.
Mm-hmm.
And Katie Roberts says, yep, I did.
Kudos to Katie, kind of just saying, hey, I did that. That was me.
Boy, yeah. I was really surprised when Yolen Luthi didn't chase it. I'm like, oh, boy.
Yeah.
Are you selling things? And the referee said no. 2:05 left. Here's Ashlock, left wing. Stops, nearly traveled. Now Yolen Luthi gets some space on the wing, lays it in. Baskets have been very hard to come by for Yolen Luthi, but she hits that one, and it's now 37-34, under 2 to go. McKenna Broyles, bounce pass at center for Katie Roberts. She's bumped. They're going to call a foul on Yolen Luthi. Nienstedt said should have called a hook. Not the way it's called.
No.
So Luthi has her fourth. And Robert at the line for 2. She's 1 of 3 from the line this afternoon.
And usually that's the way it's going to get called.
Well, needless to say, big free throws. First one short. For really, as you got into the midway point of the fourth quarter, Robert had the two biggest plays of the game. There was the three-point play at the end of the third, and then three-point shot, which got Olpe up to 11 points. Second free throw is good, and that gives Olpe a 38-34 lead. Yolen Luthi, right side Miser, not in shooting position, that deep out. Now Weekly, left wing. Back out on the perimeter. Miser, three-pointer, right wing, back rim, no good. Coughlin has the rebound. She's harassed in backcourt, but finds Robert. Minute 20 to go. Robert across center. She's going to attack, get the ball out to the perimeter for Clark. Back things up towards center. Clark now double-teamed, gives for Robert. Ball knocked away from her, double-teamed in a reach and a foul. You could get Foltz or Miser either way.
Yeah, which one has the fewest fouls?
Yeah. That's not the way it's going to work. It's Foltz with four now.
Oh, no.
And Roberts back at the line after being one for two here just a couple of seconds ago. Minute 12 left. Olpe with a 38-34 lead, and it stays there. Robert with 13. That's a game high. And there's still time for Madison here. Free throw up and crawls in. So Robert, 50-50 on her last two attempts, does push the lead out, though, to 39-34. Here's Miser for Weekly at a minute to go. Timeout, Madison. Coverage of the 2023 Lyon County League Tournament brought to you by Angela Blankley with Coldwell Banker and Emporia Real Estate, a trusted real estate agent with years of experience, available anytime at 620-344-6368.
I think one of the things right now that Coach and I said, first of all, remind your kids now, we have none. We have no timeouts left. So it's kind of on you guys from here on out. I think you got to give the ball to Yolaine Luthi on the wing and let her take it to the basket.
Yeah.
Or kick it, or and if Elaine gets in a double team, kick it back out to Sarah Miser, maybe for a three-pointer.
Yeah, I would agree with you on that. Foltz would be another secondary three-point option, and there's got to be a way here to, you would think, but then again, this would be in a man defense set, which Coach Laymaker has not run most of today, would be to possibly set up a set of double screens to get Luthi loose.
Yes.
But again, that has not happened. The diamond in one, combinations of 2-3, 3-2, matchup zones that have been in place. So it's been hard for Luthi to even have space.
Yeah.
And the times that she has, most of the times, you know, her and her teammates have not done well with those inside jump shots.
Exactly. And I think if you're Olpe, if Luthi or whoever gets it inside, you double team them and you kind of dare them to shoot the three.
Yep. Minute left. Exactly. Foltz inbounds for Kaylin Luthi, who's back on the floor. Madison trailing by five and needing points in a hurry. Here's Miser at the free throw line. Hands off for Yolen Luthi. She's double-teamed. Nice pass underneath, but it's poked free from Jalen Weekly, and Olpe has it. It looked like a good move underneath. It did not turn out that way for the Madison Bulldogs. Robert across center. Here's Skalski with 40 seconds left. Now into the corner for Royals. Playing four corners to a little bit of a degree. Back in the corner for Broyles, up top for Skalski. 30 seconds to go. We haven't had a foul yet. They've got to get a foul here to stop
the
clock. 20 seconds remaining. Skalski, Clark, and Olpe's going to advance over to the right side of the floor for Coughlin. The ball is still no foul here with 15 seconds to go. And now a bump with 12. That is, to be flatly honest, some of the best four corners, however you want to call it, really keep away, that I've seen in a game situation in a very long time.
It was, and they were actually patient with it, waiting for somebody to come over to them. But Madison could have fouled 20, 30, 40 seconds ago.
Yeah. Ava Foltz fouls out. Lily Skalski hits the free throw to make it a six-point advantage with 12 seconds left. So still a two-possession game. But if this free throw goes, that pretty much slams the door shut. It does.
Yep.
Olpe advances to the Lyon County League Championship Tournament final. Miser loses the basketball. It's picked up by McKenna Broyles with 5 seconds left. Katie Robert won't even get to midcourt. She'll dribble out the clock, and Olpe is in. They'll be playing for the big prize at 6 o'clock tomorrow night with a gritty 41-34 win over Madison in the championship semifinals here this afternoon.
Yeah, great effort. Really outstanding effort by both teams. Those kids played, both Madison and Opie played extremely hard here tonight. And a few shots here, a few shots there, and it's the Opie Lady Eagles going on.
Again, your final score, Opie 41, Madison 34. We'll take a break. We've got a lot of individual and team stats. We'll reset the schedule, and it looks like we will be about 10 minutes delayed off of the initial game time estimate here for our second of the four championship semifinal games here moving forward. Opie 41, Madison 34. Coverage of the 2023 Lyon County League Tournament continues after this on Country 101.7 FM and KVOE-TV at KVOE.com.
The former State Bank of Aliceville has three locations to serve you, including Aliceville, Burlington, and Lebo. Locally owned and operated, they strive to meet the needs of their customers of East Central Kansas through quality financial services and friendly customer service. Their motto is the bank that appreciates your business. You'll find they have competitive loan and deposit rates and sound banking practices. Since 1908, Farmer State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. Wishing the best of luck to the teams from Lebo and Southern Coffee County in this week's tournament.
Score big on taste with Planet Sub. Choose a made-to-order sandwich with ingredients that are always fresh. Try a classic with turkey and bacon, or an original like the superhero sub on made-from-scratch bread. Need something lighter? Try a tortilla or romaine wrap. Sandwiches, wraps, or soup. Planet Sub serves them up fresh and big on taste. Planet Sub, 2715 Candlewood Drive, across from Walmart. PlanetSub.com.
Advantage Metals Recycling, 302 Graham Street in Emporia, buys all grades of high-quality scrap iron and steel, along with structural steel, aluminum, copper, brass, and stainless steel scrap. They also buy your old metal appliances, old vehicles, farm equipment, and metal siding. Advantage Metals Recycling offers competitive pricing for your scrap metal, and you receive payment on the spot. So when you have metal to recycle, choose Advantage Metals Recycling, 302 Graham Street in Emporia.
This is pharmacist Amber Haig reminding you that Haig Pharmacy can help make it easier for you to get the medications you need. If you cannot get to us, let us come to you. We offer free local delivery service inside Emporia city limits and deliver to several surrounding communities, including Cottonwood Falls, Strong City, Madison, and Olpe. Let us help you and your loved ones get the medications and items you need to stay healthy and well. That's Emporia's own Haig Pharmacy, bringing what you need direct to your door.
Hi, I'm the third little pig. You know, the one who built his house out of bricks. Well, despite threats from the big bad wolf,
I'll huff and I'll puff and I'll...
Yada, yada, yada. I'm still living in that same magnificent house built by Grimmett Construction.
Grimmett Construction's been in the masonry business for six generations and specialize in new home construction. Call Jeff or Scott at 343-0174 to start the process to build your happily ever after in a house made of brick or any other material you choose from Grimmett Construction.
Chuck Sample, Scott, and Ken Hansen joining you here on Country 101.7 FM and KVOE-TV at KVOE.com. Coverage of the Lyon County League Tournament here today brought to you by the Lebo Booster Club. They back the pack. Proud supporters of Lebo students and all their successes in the classroom and on the court. Go Wolves. Seamers Construction. Quality construction at a reasonable price. They can build it or repair it. Call Jonathan Seamers at 620-412-3614. And by the City of Burlingame, a peaceful farming community nestled in northern Osage County. Great schools, low taxes, lots available to develop. It's the City of Burlingame. City and the fans wish the Bearcats the best of luck. And we'll be seeing both of the Lebo and Burlingame teams coming up here in the next couple of contests. Stats here as we give you the final versions, brought to you by GR Roofing. Proud to support all area athletes. Proud to provide the area with quality roofing and exceptional service. So call Mark or Todd today at 620-344-0661. Katie Robert doesn't score in the first quarter, only has four in the first half, but she winds up leading all scorers with 14 points for the Lady Eagles here today. And nobody else for either side gets into double figures. 6 points for Lily Skalski and McKenna Broyles. Skalski's last 2 points are big because they slammed the door shut. Those are the two free throws with about 12 seconds remaining in the contest. Grace Coughlin with four off the bench. Jenna Smith with four off the bench. Ava Clark with five. And Millie Bailey has two. For Madison, leading the way offensively here today was Sarah Miser with nine, including a Cody Thurston land agent three-point shot. And Yolen Luthi with eight, although it was extremely hard for her to A, get space, and then B, convert when she did. 6 points for Jalen Weekly, also having struggles with especially shots inside of 10 feet here today. 5 points for Candace Ashlock, 3 points for Ava Foltz before she fouled out late in the contest, and two for Sadie Albert, which leads to your final score here today, Olpe 41 and Madison 34.
For team stats, Madison 11 of 36 from the field, 4 of 4 inside the arch, 4 of 14 from three-point range, 7 of 11 at the free throw line, 9 offensive, 7 defensive rebounds, and 18 turnovers for Olpe. Not a lot of shots, but they were 12 of 20, so that helps. They were also 2 for 4 from three-point range, and they were 13 of 20 at the free throw line. So everywhere in the shooting area, they won this game. And even though they did commit 22 turnovers and they only had one offensive rebound, but again, when you're 12 of 20, you're not going to have many opportunities.
Right. Right. So once again, your final score, 41 to 34. The Olpe Lady Eagles advancing, and they will play at 6 o'clock for the big trophy coming up here in just a little bit. Madison, meanwhile, will play at 3 o'clock, and that'll start our coverage tomorrow afternoon here from White Auditorium. Don't forget that coming up here in a second, we have essentially a Lebo-Berlin game doubleheader. Boys first in about 10 minutes before start time, so that puts it around 5:40 to 5:45. The girls next. Now, pretty well guaranteed this will be after 7 o'clock,
yes.
Maybe about 10 to 20 minutes, depending. And at least scheduled right now is the Olpe Madison girl, or excuse me, the Olpe Madison boys. We're not going to ask them to go and play this again.
No. Only one time.
Only one time is good. They may have a hard time getting to halftime based off of the energy they expended here this last 90 minutes. But Olpe Madison boys to wrap up things here tonight, 8:30, closer to 9 o'clock for tip time here on Country 101.7 FM.
Next three games should be outstanding, just like the first one was.
Yeah.
And it beats a few years ago when every game was a running clock on a Friday, and the 8:30 game was done by quarter till 9 o'clock.
There's a lot of folks who's like, how come? How come? Where's the clock? The game clock says we're into the fourth quarter. I'm just getting my popcorn and sitting down.
Yeah. We were sitting there going, oh, that was long.
But I tell you what, folks really got their money's worth this afternoon.
They did.
Well, Ken, it's been great working with you.
Yeah, Chuck, it's been a blast.
Appreciate it. And I tell you what, we'll see you back at the office probably next week sometime.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
And that lets us depart. We will, though, bring you Lebo-Berlin game here in just a second as we continue our coverage of the Lyon County League Tournament Championship Semifinal Friday. Game time here in just a few minutes on Country 101.7 FM and KVUE-TV at KVUE.com. Again, the Olpe girls into the championship game tomorrow with a 41-34 win over Madison.
Moon Title and Escrow is a full-service title insurance, closing, and escrow company serving Lyon and surrounding counties. Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff would like to wish good luck to all the Lyon County League teams in the tournament. Moon Title and Escrow provides services for residential and commercial in title insurance, real estate closings, and escrow services. They're located at 421 Commercial Street in downtown Emporia and serve Lyon and surrounding counties. Moon Title and Escrow is a full-service title insurance, closing, and escrow company serving Lyon and surrounding counties. Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff would like to wish good luck to all the Lyon County League teams in the tournament. Moon Title and Escrow provides services for residential and commercial in title insurance, real estate closings, and escrow services. They're located at 421 Commercial Street in downtown Emporia and serve Lyon and surrounding counties.
This is Allison of Mel's Tire. Winter weather can bring ice, snow, and slick roads. Mel's Tire has the Yokohama tire that will get you where you need to go. From the Yokohama Avid Ascend to the Geolander ATGO15 or Geolander HTGO56, you'll get dependable performance from your Yokohama tires. And remember, Mel's Tire offers quality service on your vehicle's brakes, struts, shocks, front end alignment, and mechanical work.
come see us at Mel's Tire, 915 Graham Emporia, where service isn't expensive, it's priceless.
Here's South Lyon County USD 252 Superintendent Mike Argerbright.
USD 252 Southern Lyon County proudly supports our students. We extend a big thank you to our parents, grandparents, administration, staff, and businesses for their continued support. Hard work, commitment, loyalty to your team, and respect to those around you will pave the way to success. Good luck to all area teams in this week's tournament.
Southern Lyon County Schools, creating the future today with pride, tradition, and excellence.
That's the sound of getting big interest on your Kasasa checking balance.
Yes!
ATM withdrawal fees, refunded nationwide, and it's easy to earn rewards.
So easy!
No monthly maintenance fee, so not only are you earning cash, you're saving on fees the other guys charge.
I've had so much coffee!
Take back banking and get paid to do it with Kasasa Cash.
Ask for Kasasa.